Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. In order to keep the time schedule, I start immediately this session of the conference recalling a recent event, the G20 in Beijing. In a world full of crisis and catastrophe, the Paris Agreement of December 2015 was an unexpected gift to the world, where the global community showed it can work together to confront the climate challenge. Paris saw the first major step towards achieving the targets set out by sustainable development goals that have been recalled by all speakers yesterday and today. On the occasion of G20, both China and the US have ratified the Paris Agreement, and this, I think, is a great event, but because normally these sort of things, they require years, especially by the big countries. You remember the Tokyo Agreement, for example. The G20 represents the majority of the world population, the global economy, and global greenhouse gas emission. G20 has shown it can act fast and decisively on the global matters, most prominently on financial stability. G20 can be the right forum to lead the crucially important mainstreaming of climate in the economy. Just the day before the G20 summit in Beijing, Climate Transparency has published its report, Brown to Green, which describes the Paris Agreement mission and what we should do to support it in simple terms. The world must turn its back on destroying the climate through burning brown fossil fuels and transition to a green, low-carbon economy. The report shows some encouraging signs that the decarbonization is progressing, but also the progress often moves at a small snail pace, sideways or even backwards. The decarbonization is certainly one of the key issues toward the sustainable development, which we have today to examine the financial and non-financial aspects. A few prominent experts of the world public and private sector will help us to analyze this aspect to understand the present situation and the concrete action that can be taken to help the world development process in a sustainable, harmonized, and effective way. And according to the subject of the conference, the role of space in this process. Sustainable development is certainly a broad concept that can include everything and nothing. As recalled yesterday by Vittorio Prodi, sustainable is widely recognized as the economic development that meets the need of the present without compromise the ability of the future generations to meet their need. And this highlights responsibility of today's generations toward the future generations. The Sustainable Development Goals, and now the Agenda 2030, can help us to understand what sustainable development means. Personally, I strongly believe that investing in school teaching culture would bring an enormous return in terms of health improvement, hunger reduction, inequality reduction. That is one of the major reasons why Europe has a minimal economic growth. And controlled globalization was responsible of this. Development of economic activity in situ, reducing therefore migration, development of clean energy, reduction of terrorist acts. Space, of course, can substantially contribute to these goals with its infrastructures. Earth observation for optimizing agriculture and pollution monitoring, telemedicine for remote intervention and learning, telecoms for e-learning and access to information, GNSS for improving transport, GNSS Copernicus and telecommunication for improving security. Even drones, that has been already mentioned in these days and will be mentioned even later, are guided through space infrastructure and can play a positive role in this process. Just to give you a few examples. The actors of this process are United Nations, national governments, and national space agency, European Union, ESA, Eutelsat, manufacturing industry, and operators. The key issue is international cooperation. in accordance with the basic principle of space treaties, that space belongs to all human beings who are also the beneficiaries of all advantages coming from the space exploitation. Now, the main question is, who is going to finance the development or production of new space infrastructures or the exploitation of the existing ones, and how to exploit the existing ones in order to enable space to contribute to the sustainable development process?